And good afternoon, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Higher Dimensions. This is your hostess, Phyllis Breiser, and it is a glorious first day of November. And as I mentioned last week, we have a special guest with us, a lovely lady. She considers herself, well, a pet psychic, and she has written a book called Memoirs of the Bathtub Psychic, a title I just love. It's adorable. And Beth Ann Elian is the young lady's name. And welcome to our show, Beth Ann.
Thank you for having me on.
Oh, you're quite welcome. It's my joy. We had a lot of fun talking a few weeks ago, and we are hoping to continue that joyous talk and share with everybody your story, which has been very interesting and very unique, and I'm just so much looking forward to it and have been for a little while now. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to be called the Bathtub Psychic.
Well, that actually started as a joke, the bathtub psychic part, because for years I had purposely shut out that side of myself. And as I became accepting of it, I had to block out all the noise that I had created. So I would get into the tub, and that's a great place to just connect and empty that brain and, you know, Calgon took me away.
Okay.
And,
I'm glad you clarified that with your statement, because I was going to start with, and you've never taken a bath? Is that what it is? You had a phobia?
No, I stayed away from actually taking a lot of baths because it would open me up, and I didn't realize I had been doing that. I was more of a shower girl.
I see. Okay, got you. Yes. I'm just teasing you. You know that, of course.
Yes, of course.
At any rate, I am so glad to have you on our show. I must let you know something. I don't know if I did or not, but one of the most powerful psychic visions one of those incidences where I was taken out of the body occurred when I was in my old-fashioned bathtub out in the country in Virginia. And that happened, golly, 1990-91, and I was taken in the spirit to a place I called the Land of the Judges. And it was a most powerful visit. And the next week I climbed into the tub because I had to go back. The next week I was told, at the same time and same place, so to speak, and had another powerful vision. But I have to admit, I've been in and out of the tub ever since and never not had one like it. So I don't know if it was a magic tub. It was just that time of life or what. But I have had, and I think it's perhaps because we're in water. And water is a great conductor of energy.
Yeah. There are times where I have just wonderful experiences, astral projection, just going totally out somewhere else. And there are other times where it's just for calming and so I can center myself. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's different every time. I never know how it's going to be.
I understand.
But, yeah, but being where life has been very stressful, especially with the times I wrote about in the book where I was under so much stress with sick animals and that sort of thing. It is a great place to just disconnect from all that and be connected to the universe instead and to the whole thing. Absolutely.
Well, okay. Yeah. I just wanted to make that clear. You do take baths. You haven't moved out in the woods because you're fragrant, you know?
Although for an entire month, like just about a month ago, I couldn't use my chimney anymore, and my furnace runs, you know, my water runs through my furnace, so I had no hot water for a month. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Swedish baths, I think they're called. you have to go leaping into rivers or whatever.
My mother called them horse baths, but that's okay.
What, they couldn't afford the water or what?
No, they just splash in the sink, in the bathroom sink, or I would bring a thing of a kettle of hot water into the sink.
You don't have any running water on your property, I take it.
No, we did. For a month I had no hot water.
Oh, just no hot water, okay.
Yeah, we have hot and cold running water here in Vermont, and we have one phone line that comes into the state, yes. And every once in a while a bird sits on it, and we can't hear anything.
Well, explain to how how you came to be known as a pet psychic and the stories that you went through. I thought they were absolutely fascinating. And we had a lovely long conversation about this.
Mm.
And I just want you to share your story because I think it's something that we've all gone through with our pets at one time or another, and the joys and the pain and the love and everything else that those who truly care for their animals suffer through.
Yeah. It started because I had walked away from my abilities. My first actual memory is of being psychic, of astral projection.
Mm-hmm.
And through my childhood, because I had nobody close to me that I could talk to about it, my family was very different from me. It just sort of flunked in with the opposites, as I call them, Mr. and Mrs. Opposite. And so it wasn't a safe place to be myself ever. And I then ran into several experiences that I do talk about in the book that were negative experiences. And it's frightening when you don't have anywhere to go or someone to talk to about it.
Uh-huh.
What do you do with it? And
right.
I chose to walk away from that. And really, by walking away from myself, I had no happiness. I mean, how can you be happy if you're not who you are? And yeah, I was sitting on a beach in California one day with a flask of whiskey and feeling very, you know, oh, woe is me. Barreling over the sand dunes came this Bernese Mountain Dog that was just magnificent. And this woman was walking behind him who was so joyful. And the kind of person that when, you know, that type walks into the room, everybody has to look because she's just got that energy.
Yes,
and
she lights up the place. Yes.
Totally lights up the place. And the dog came and sat right in front of me and said, I'm happy. You know, I'm hearing that from him. And I'm thinking, yes, you are. And the woman's coming up from behind laughing, and she said, happy, come. And it turned out to be his name. And there was, but there was
literally.
Yes. And there was just something about the two of them, and I just wanted what she had. And it was the catalyst.
You have a caller on line one already. Oh, how wonderful. Well, shall we take it now?
Sure.
Shall we take the call now? Sure. Oh, welcome to the higher dimensions. Who's calling, please? Hello?
I'm not sure. Am I line one?
I don't know, but
Hello?
You're on the air.
Well, this is Carolyn. This is just incredible because I was just speaking to Don. We were having technical difficulties, and I said, well, this happens. The gremlins seem to interfere when I'm trying to speak to more highly evolved persons. He said, oh, I'm not that highly evolved. And I said, yes, you are. You're the catalyst. And just as I got connected, you used the word catalyst.
Oh, okay. Well, how cool is that?
So,
what can we do for you,
Lila? I'm so sorry. I don't know to whom I'm speaking. I know I'm a first-time caller, and I knew that Phyllis was the host, but it sounds like there are two of you.
Yeah. Well, I am the host, and the young lady with me is Beth Ann Elian, and she is the author of the memoirs of Bathtub Psychic, and she's a pet psychic, and she was telling us her story about how her dog, she met a dog named Happy, and about her gifts and how she developed them, but we would love to talk to you. How may we serve you today?
Well, thank you. You know, this is, again, I'm so grateful Spirit has connected me to you because, well, I'm not sure how to begin or what to ask or what to, there's so much, but since, is it Beth Ann?
Yes. Yes.
I have, I'm on a spiritual journey and evolving, hopefully quickly, but going through a great deal, and one of the things has been my companion, my feline. You are an animal communicator, Jasmine, who's actually here right with me, just as you came on, she came in. For months I've been, you know, to say the least, preoccupied with her health issues. I have major ones and she parallels me, but the latest that's been going on, Phyllis and Beth Ann, is that we've been, kind of, for lack of a better word, under attack from some unwelcome beings and in the household, and I've been working with someone who said that Jasmine, as you know, cats are very, very psychic, has been trying to help clear in the sentry. With that preamble, I think Spirit's guiding me to ask you about that.
Beth Ann, you want to add that?
Do you have a specific question about it?
Well, I was just, well, the question would be what messages. There's been a lot of activity this last week. There have been in the house from energies, some neutral, some not so neutral, that we've been trying to clear. And the person I was getting some help was partnering, for lack of a better word, with my cat, whom she said saw a lot of these beings. She said, does she stop and stares if she's, and I said, yes. Sometimes she growls and runs around, and she said, well, those are the ones that aren't so good, and so forth. And so could you maybe just have a dialogue with Jasmine and kindly ask her about her health and also what's her take on the activity in the house? Is it getting cleared out? Is it still going on?
What's the cat's name? Your cat's
Jasmine.
Name? Your cat's name, darling.
Jasmine.
Huh?
I'm not coming through. I said it. J-A-S-M-I-N-E.
The
line
isn't, the line isn't that clear at this end, so I'm just taking it in.
I know. I'm so sorry.
I'll tell you what. I'm not getting anything about your house or any entities. What I'm getting is about your cat's health. And I don't know if you've had this cat's teeth looked at.
Have you had her teeth have been an issue? That's really interesting. Not the most major one recently, and she was taken for care. Both she and I have had misadventure with medical profession, and they pulled two by mistake that they shouldn't have. But is she telling you her teeth are bothering her?
Well, her teeth are bothering her. I mean, her teeth were bothering before you even started talking. I was getting dental because that's what I'm going through. And also, she's very out of alignment as far as spine. It's like her lower back area is very tweaked, and if you have somebody who does energy work, some Reiki or some cranial sacral work, that kind of thing, acupuncture, this cat would truly benefit for it. It's almost like she's completely clogged in the lower back area, and it is affected from the teeth. You know that I can speak from experience on this, like with us, with our coccyx bone, when you move that can affect the jaw. So one has affected the other, but in her case, it is the lower back and her mouth. And it is something that you shouldn't wait on. I would get that looked at. Dental can be dangerous if you're not careful.
One of the problems, Beth Anna, I've been trying to, because I've had, to put it euphemistically, so much misadventure with allopathic or traditional doctors, as has she. I've always, lately, anti-vaccination, this, that. And we, literally, I spent thousands I thought I'd found a good homeopathic veterinarian, and it just backfired, and we weren't able to get help, and I don't even know where to turn or where to look at this point, but
I would suggest to ask the universe for it to send you in the right direction, and get out the phone book and start making phone calls. I actually, I've used Western medicine veterinarians very successfully. We just have, we may have differing opinions about things, but as long as everything is right up front, that's their area of expertise, and use it for what it is. Just find somebody who's respectful. That's the most important thing, who respects your way of doing things and will not go over the boundary with that. So that should do it for
you,
but I would look into that.
I've tried over and over and over, and I have nothing against traditionally trained. I think that's wonderful if you have an integrative veterinarian, one who has the traditional training and expertise from Davis or Cornell or whatever, but is also homeopathic as far as diet and vaccinations and other things. But thank you for, I will see what I can do about the teeth and perhaps find an you're saying acupuncture for her lower back?
Acupuncture or Reiki or cranial sacral person, any of those energy work is where I would focus on her.
Okay, may I add something else too? There's Jinshin Jitsu. There are those who practice on animals. I'm a practitioner of Jinshin Jitsu on human beings, so I would suggest that you go online and look for Jinshin Jitsu. There may be one who... What area are you from, dear?
I'm speaking to Phyllis now, yes?
You're where?
Yes. Okay. Oh, can you hear me? Is that you speaking now?
I'm Phyllis. Okay, I'm
yeah, that's what I thought. We're breaking up, but I'm in North San Diego County, California.
Okay, you should be able to find one. Go online for Jin, J-I-N, Shin, S-H-I-N, Jitsu, J-Y-U-T-S-U. I know we have taken animal health care and worked online with that. So there may be one near you that can tell you who has. There's a book on it. You can even learn some of it yourself if you like and take that training to be of assistance both to you and your beautiful animal. Okay?
Thank you for that. Yeah,
great.
You can't believe the things I've tried. It's not from a lack of... Before, Phyllis, would it be possible for you, I have major health issues too, and just ask you to do a general, whatever you're getting for me. I think you're very intuitive and psychic and wondered what you would pick up on
you
me.
Oh, sweet darling. I'm a true speaker. Yeah, we have callers waiting, so I'm going to ask you to call me at my office, or you can call Beth Ann. You know, if you like, after the show and ask, okay? And we'll see what we can do. My number is 202-387-2080. Beth Ann, do you want to handle it that way or do you
You know what, Phyllis? I'm at the webpage, so I can go to the website without you taking any more on-air time for that part.
Okay.
But thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You.
God bless and take care. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. All right, welcome to the Higher Dimensions. Who's calling, please?
Hi, Phyllis. It's Dee.
Hi,
are
who's
you?
This?
It's
who's this?
Dee.
Can't hear you.
It's
who?
Dee.
Dee? Oh,
yes.
Hi, Dee. How are you doing? Can you tell people where you're from?
North Carolina.
Oh, yes. Okay, still. And how are you doing, my dear? I haven't heard from you in a dog's age. No
oh, I'm doing real well. Real well,
oh,
except I have
wonderful.
A couple pets that I could use some help with.
Sure. How may we serve you today?
Well, I'm in need of Beth Ann's services. I have a cat that I have inherited. Her name is Mia, and she bites me and attacks me constantly. And I don't know why.
Okay.
How old is this cat?
She's about a year old.
Hmm.
Have you vaccinated her?
Yes.
I'd be looking at a couple of things. One, her liver energy is very off-kilter, and I believe that's from being vaccinated. That's just the energy I'm getting. She's also a little pistol, and the combination of the two.
Yeah.
There are also places on her that you touch that she doesn't want touched because she doesn't like it.
Sensitive.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And you need to honor that. But
it's hard to tell because she'll jump up on me purring and want me to pet her, and I'll pet her for a while, and then all of a sudden she'll bite me.
That's enough, she says.
Yes, that's an indication. Enough is enough already.
Yeah.
Or if I walk across the room and go out to the kitchen, she'll grab my feet and bite them.
Yeah, well, she's still young. You know, a year old is still young. But
yes.
She does, you know, and she is letting you know in cat language. But there is a story in my book that might be beneficial for you, too, about a woman with a white cat, just for the health end of it. So that might be beneficial.
Okay.
Yes, I listen to her. She's trying to tell you something.
Okay.
The other thing is, go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
What I was going to say is sometimes they are just playing with you a little bit rough. Does she have a companion?
Well, I have a dog.
I have a dog that I've had for eight years,
and the dog despises her.
That's it. Okay, she's kind of alone, I think, too. In that she has no companion her own age. And so part of this is kitten play, as Beth Ann says. It's kitten play.
You're
okay?
A cat to her. Yeah.
Yes. And so she's playing with you the way she would a cat. And it's also, since she doesn't, I am assuming she does not break skin. Is that correct?
No, she doesn't break skin.
Okay. Then she is playing with you roughly the way she would another cat.
Okay.
And she's being very gentle with you. Otherwise, let me tell you, if they want to leave a mark, they'll leave a mark. No offense,
but. Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
That's very true.
So
very true.
You know when animals are playing like that is don't pull away from her,
no.
Relax and go completely limp. When they're playing rough
okay.
and they're biting at you, the response is to go quiet and not pull away or make
mm-hmm.
Sudden noises just to go quiet and let your body go limp. And then you can get
okay.
your hand away or your leg away without getting injured in any way.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they also realize that you're not responding to it and they will knock it off. Stop,
okay.
in other words. Am I correct, Beth Ann?
Yes.
They will get that idea that this is not what you want to do. And
yeah, unless they're sometimes their head speeds ahead too far, and they can, it takes them a while to catch up.
Well, that sounds wonderful, Dee. How lovely. And I'm glad things are going well for you, my dear.
Thank you very much.
I thank you. Thank you,
have
darling.
Have a good day, ladies.
You too, love. Look forward to hearing from you again. All
okay.
right. Welcome to the higher dimension. Bye-bye, darling. I understand we have somebody else on the line. Welcome to... I lost the other people. Okay. Well, feel free to call back if you want to. And meanwhile, Miss Beth Ann, we can go ahead with your story until some more call in. I'm sorry if you had to wait too long, but, boy, this is really a wonderful response, Beth Ann. I am so pleased for you.
Oh, we were on the beach.
We were on the beach. Okay.
We were on the beach. But after that experience with the dog, I decided that I really wanted a dog of my own. And I had looked into getting a Bernese, but it just wasn't the right choice.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up getting a Newfoundland dog and had no idea what I was getting into. However, the first time I took her to the vet, I had a bad feeling. And...
Uh-huh.
I just, you know, I wasn't at a place of listening to myself anymore because I had walked
uh-huh.
away from that.
Right.
And I went in not knowing what else to do. I didn't walk away. I went ahead and she had her shots and she was very, very quiet for the rest of the day.
Uh-huh.
The next morning she had just explosive bloody diarrhea and vomit.
Mm-hmm.
And I raced her back to the vet and you know, it screamed when I went in there and that they came and grabbed her. And the vet tech was standing there and said, I don't understand. I just had her in here for her shots. I don't understand what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended up, she lived through that episode, but her entire digestion was compromised from being vaccinated.
Hmm.
And she lived till almost 2 years old. She still had trouble eating foods. And when it got really bad, they wanted to put her on a drug called Imuran.
Mm.
And that's normally used for organ rejection.
Mm.
And I had, again, had this, I mean, huge voice
yeah.
in my head saying, don't do it.
Right.
Don't give it to her. I didn't listen again because I felt very compromised. It's like, what do I do? If I don't give it to her, what do I do? And I was putting the vets as the experts, and I didn't have any power in the situation.
Right.
I gave her the drug, right. and it shut down her bone marrow, and she died.
Oh.
And, yeah, my next two dogs, I got another Newfoundland about a month later against my friend's wishes. She thought it was way too soon, and I just had to jump right back in.
Uh-huh.
And this dog was aggressive. And shortly after got another Newfie, Landseer, which is white with black, who had, turns out, had severe hip dysplasia.
Oh.
We ended up moving up the coast to kind of get away from people because she was, my first one, Emma, was dog aggressive.
Oh.
And when we moved to the coast, they fell apart. They got hot spots and bleeding and... The vets were insistent that they had fleas, and I said, no, there's no fleas in the house, and we did everything they said, and still the itching. And I had heard of this woman, Wendy Volhard, who is a nutrition person for dogs and holistic healing. And I had, you know, I just felt like I had nowhere else to turn, and I called her, and she listened to me very intently and told me just very point blank, your dog's diet is too alkaline. Add this, 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 and this. And
uh-huh.
I'm on my way out to Germany, and if you still want to do consultation with me, call me back in a month.
Uh-huh.
Gave the dogs, and one of the ingredients was raw hamburger, and I was very nervous about that.
Uh-huh.
Gave them the new food, the food with the added foods to it. Mm-hmm. And within 24 hours, all the itching had stopped.
Mm.
And I was completely blown away that it was all nutrition. And
wow.
Yeah, and I ended up doing the consultation with Wendy, and she helped me turn both dogs around. Emma's aggression disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
And Cubby, you know, the vets had said that he would not make it past 5 on those hips, and he ended up living till 9 until he
wow.
finally had to be put down. And, you know, it was all, I put it all to holistic health and
mm-hmm.
Nutrition. But meeting Wendy was the door to open for me to be okay with hearing again. And I started to realize that was the missing link for me. And more and more, as I worked on my dogs, I would listen to myself and what I heard, and became insane with studying nutrition
uh-huh.
and night and day, and started applying the two things together. So,
uh-huh.
yeah, I mean, that's really where it lifted off. They changed everything for me.
Uh-huh.
After opening that up, I ended up moving to Vermont, and that's when I started working as a psychic, as a psychic medium for pets
uh-huh.
and nutrition consultant, which I've been doing uh-huh. for over a decade.
Wow, that's a wonderful story. But there's a lot more with the heartache you've had in going through with working with people and working
yeah.
with vets and trying to lighten up and let people know that sometimes vaccination is not the right thing.
No.
You know?
No, I will never tell somebody not to vaccinate, but I will tell
right.
people, and this is my big soapbox, is you better be informed. it's a personal
yes.
choice, but
yes.
read up on both sides, because there's a lot of information, especially with the internet now. There's
mm-hmm.
so much out there about the dangers. And yes,
yes,
one shot can kill your dog. One shot
yes.
can do these things. And
mm-hmm.
so, you know, but there are also plan B and plan C, because you can't just not vaccinate.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have a plan B. So it's
right.
a matter of choice. It is totally a matter of choice.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that, you know, my one dog, Penny, was rather aggressive, but she didn't get aggressive until after she was a year old. And she was the only female. I had two males, and she was a female. And I just put it down to the fact that females in the canine kingdom are the pack leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And but I realized I heard a beep. I know we got a caller. So we'll go to her in a moment, or him. And but it's amazing what can happen. Welcome to the higher dimensions. Who's calling? Hello. I did hear a beat, didn't I? Oh, well, I guess not. At any rate.
Well, aggression is an interesting subject
it can be
on its own.
For several reasons, yeah.
Yeah, well, and oftentimes the vaccinations do affect the liver. And in Chinese, five element, all
mm-hmm.
the different organs of the body have different emotions associated with them. And aggression
right.
is associated with the liver. And when you affect the liver, or if you notice people who drink too much can have quite
yes.
the temper.
Yeah, absolutely. Slop, nasty drunks, you're right.
Yes, yes. And, you know, the springtime is when we associate the season for liver season, liver gallbladder. And that's when the only time of year that dandelion greens are sweet. They're sweet from the
really?
Beginning to the end of liver season, and that's it. They have a bitterness to them any other time of year that they don't have during liver season, because they have an affinity for the liver. And also during liver season is when there's more drunk driving accidents, more road rage, and
really?
More school shootings. Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you're kind of right when you stop and think about it. So what should we do? Take a drink liver? I mean, not drink liver, you know what I mean. Drink dandelions for our liver?
Well, there are a lot of things you can do. Actually, you laugh. In different cultures, they do ingest different organs. They would ingest the liver to help support the liver.
Right.
That's,
but I'm not into liver. I'm sorry. I don't do liver. Haven't since I was knee-high to a grasshopper. I just think liver and I want to barf. Sorry.
Oh. I come from a long line of, you know, with the Jewish aunts with the gefilte fish and the chicken liver.
Yeah.
So chicken liver I can handle just fine.
Yeah. You know, no. You want to see me barf? Cook liver in front of me. Ugh.
Oh.
I don't
well,
know what it is like this time. But...
Yeah, yes. Just before the show, I was cutting up a pound of liver for my dogs for the week.
I was just going to say, they can have it, no problem.
Yeah.
I don't mind giving it to the puppies. That's okay by me. But for personally, no, thank you very much.
Yeah.
I will survive without it. But dandelion tea would be nice to drink, I guess.
Yeah, there are many herbs that are associated with the liver.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, milk thistle is another one that's a very strong asset to the liver.
Okay.
Yeah. Liver cleansing is also very important.
Uh-huh.
I cleanse at least one organ of my dogs every year.
Okay.
This year it's going to be a kidney cleanse during kidney season.
Okay. Which is when?
Kidney season is during the heart of winter.
And,
yeah, kidney is kidney, thyroid, adrenal, and thyroid, quite interestingly, 80% of all dogs get thyroid disease now.
Really?
So, yes. Yeah, so it's something that as your dog gets older, over 4 or 5 years old, it's not a bad idea to have a thyroid panel and not just the T4. That affects everything.
Yeah.
Your endocrine system is in charge.
I know.
Yes, yeah. So that's something
I have
to look at.
Yeah, I have thyroid issues myself. Mine is non-functioning, actually.
I have never met a psychic who doesn't have a thyroid problem.
You know, and I'm wondering if that goes along with being psychic or it's just a byproduct of
that. It's the communication center.
Really?
It's the teeth and the thyroid. Ends up being two of the challenges for people who are psychics.
Well, I don't have much teeth problem, except, you know, I broke a couple of teeth because of a car accident. I bit down too hard. But basically, you know, I've been very lucky. And, of course, my mom always saw to it. I went to the dentist, and I did the same thing for my kids, you know. But I do have thyroid issues. It's non-functioning, so I have to take a full supplement. But that it shows up in your pets as well. Well, you know, I have a cat that adopted me, Rambo by name.
Yeah,
and we are. I've used some of your wisdom and knowledge in dealing with Mr. Rambo, and he seems to be perfectly happy now. He's really come a long way since.
Huh.
And I know now that when he bites me gently, it's not because he's angry. He's playing, because then sometimes he'll go and he'll chase his tail and he'll catch his tail, and he's very concentrating on catching that tail of his. And I realize that he's bored and he wants to play.
Mm-hmm.
But he has an issue with, he's very territorial. So if other cats come onto the property, but he's out like a shot, you know, and challenging them, even little kittens.
Sure. Sure, absolutely. There's a fine line with the biting of knowing if they're telling you something or playing or, you know, it is a, cats who are declawed bite more. They use it instead of clawing.
They're
major biters.
Well, he hasn't been declawed, and I wouldn't have him that way.
No,
you know.
It's a terrible thing to do. Terrible.
Well, yeah, because it leaves him defenseless. And
well,
I
not
think
only that.
Also affect their whole body.
It's not like removing. People think it's like it would be like removing our nails. It's not. It would be like removing the first digit of your finger, literally.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I just prefer to have him that way because he needs to be protected, and he needs to know he can take care of himself. He's turned out to be a great mouser, by the way.
Oh.
So I am thrilled to be with that. I am not thrilled that he'll come and show up at my bedroom door at 1 or 2 in the morning and bat around his poor dead mouse and show me that he has been. He woke me up, I guess, a month or 2 weeks, 6 weeks ago, and I heard him doing, and I turned on the light, and I looked, and I said, stop playing with your food. Eat it or put it in the trash. And I went back to bed. And a few minutes later, crunch, crunch, crunch.
Yeah. I'm always amazed at how short a period of time it takes them to actually eat a mouse.
Oh, yes. And they eat it from head to tail, literally.
Yes, yes.
And there's no blood.
No.
They are very neat eaters. I have noticed that. I am absolutely amazed at how they handle things. I guess it's getting a little bloodthirsty on the show, but it's
from liver to eating mice.
Well, they need to be able to prove that they can join you. I think, like any other creature, if they can participate
mm-hmm.
in the family dynamic and show that they are worthy, as you mentioned, consistently, they're predators. And
absolutely.
They it's important for them to express themselves and to feel as though they're contributing. Taking all the time for humans, I think, and for animals is not healthy.
The biggest issue that I run across when with talking with people, with my clients, is people not respecting who their cat or dog really is, that they speak a different language, that they
right.
have a different hierarchy than we do.
Mm-hmm.
One problem that I've come across constantly, people think that their dog is having separation anxiety when they leave the house and the
right.
they're tearing the place apart. But what they don't realize is that they've made the dog the pack leader in their
mm-hmm.
family. And by making the
uh-huh.
dog pack leader, the pack leader is the only one to leave the pack. The subordinates do not leave. So when you leave,
really?
you are breaking pack rules, and it's very distressful to the dog because he's the leader. He's the one who goes out. So it's
Isn't that interesting? That never occurred to me.
Right. And so it's not a matter of you don't need to go to the doggy psychiatrist and get doggy drugs. You know, it's not that at all.
Okay. We have somebody on the line. Excellent. Go ahead. It's not like you need to go to a druggist, right? And get something for the poor puppy.
No, you need to go to a trainer and learn how to be the pack leader.
Okay.
That's the problem. I'd say that's the number one situation I deal with as far as behavior.
Well, that's wonderful. Now, I believe we have somebody on the line. Welcome to the Higher Dimensions.
Oh, hi. My name is Kim. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, we can, Kim. And where are you from, dear?
Oh, I'm calling from Alameda, California.
Well, welcome to the show. How nice of you to call
Thank
in.
Thank you. Well,
all
I've
right.
been fascinated listening to you. My pet that I had, I loved a lot, Gigi. She passed on probably about 40-something years ago. She was the most beautiful, courageous Pomeranian. But the real reason that I'm calling is I was fascinated by what you're saying about health and
mm-hmm.
And what you eat, and just not only the dogs, but our own diet. And so,
right.
and what you're also saying about like dandelion tea, the liver, all those types
mm-hmm.
of things. And I was wondering, do you also? It sounds like you treat people like if a person like myself came to you and said to you, "What would I need to take?" Whether it's herbs or food to keep my body in balance. Do you do that type of thing also?
Right now I'm working specifically with people and their animals. Because I had to streamline it to that just to be able to handle everything. I mean, I can, but it's not my area of expertise. My area of expertise is people and their pets and pet nutrition and relationships between the owner and their pets.
What did you just say?
I said I do know somebody who would be I could refer you to if you want to call me after the show. And
I will definitely call
people on that. Okay.
Okay.
And
thank you very much. That's fascinating.
Yeah. But what's your next question? Do you have another question?
Well, the other thing is I was curious. Do you look at pets that have passed on, or do you just is it just pets that are right here on the planet right now?
I do occasionally do pets that have passed, but it's usually connected with animals that have gone missing or there's been some kind of tragic event around it to prompt somebody to call me about that.
Okay. Well, I'm really enjoying the show. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. Very kind of you. Welcome.
Okay,
bye. I'm so delighted people are calling in. This is wonderful, Beth Ann. Aren't you having fun?
Yes, I am.
Good. The time is flying by. I have a feeling I'm going to have you on the show in the not too distant future because we need to plow ahead.
That works for me.
That works for me. I love being around your energy. Well, we ended up talking for what, like 2.5, 3 hours or something on the phone. My phone was about to go dead when we were talking before.
Well, I'll tell you, nobody's ever accused me of not being able to speak.
Well, and I have to tell your listeners, you gave me information that helped change my life. And, I mean, it really helped me put, yes, you did. Yes, you did. You told me things about my family that hadn't occurred to me. And it helped me put things to rest that have been bothering me for decades. So, yes, you're a very
beautiful
person. Yes.
Thank you. So. God bless you. Thank you. Oh, you're so kind. I have no clue what I said, but that's okay. I will accept all accolades very nicely. Thank you very much. My mom told me to be polite on all times. At any rate, I just find it fascinating. Yes, when we spoke, I had asked her about some of my dogs who had gone before, and I think you mentioned that some of them are still around me, and they are helping me at this time, if that's correct. Remember?
Yes,
remember,
there was one in particular, if I remember. I can't remember. Was it one of your
dogs? Remember, I had no cats before this.
I'm sorry?
It was dogs. I've never had any cats.
No, I'm saying it was a female that, wasn't it a female we were talking about?
Yes, Penny.
Yeah.
Penny, yeah. My bulldog.
Yeah.
My English bulldog. Yes.
Yeah.
She was a pistol, and I realize now that maybe she had some liver issues, because she could be the leader of the pack, but she was aggressive, whereas before she was not. On the other hand, the two male dogs, when she was little, tag-teamed her, and would bowl her over, her with her little short paws, you know, trying to keep up with long-legged dogs, and they'd go by, and they just rush by her, and they bump her on one side and the other, and she ended up bustle over a tea kettle, turning somersaults because they harassed her. When she finally turned on them, I said, "See what happens? The worm turns. Now I'm sorry."
That's like my my current Newfoundland is an alpha wannabe. She's alpha, but she's not. My Labrador is the alpha dog in the household.
Okay.
The little one is the alpha. And that's the way we want it, because Newfoundland's as alpha. No, thank you. 150-pound dog.
Oh, no. That's way too big, way too big.
Yeah,
no, I know.
Yeah.
Penny was the heaviest, but she was the shortest of the three. But she was the only female, and she was just so full of herself. But she had the greatest personality and was very kind and very protective of me. She was very protective of my daughter, too. If anybody was menacing or threatening, man, she would turn on them in a New York minute and let them know in no uncertain terms who was protected and who wasn't in the household. She was quite funny, and she had an engaging personality, too. So, you know, you can tell I love dogs. I'm still kind of shocked finding that I have a cat in my house. Although he's managed to move in quite nicely, thank you, and make himself to home.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I swore I would not get another pet, especially now. I just one of my cats just passed away in July. And that was a long, just very hard to handle illness. But I have three cats and two dogs, and lately I keep seeing a Siamese, and it's like, okay, I don't think this is funny. You're not sending me another cat, are you?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. I can tell you that right now. You got a cat coming, and it's a special one. But she's going to help you with your psychic stuff, by the way. She is highly intuitive. Okay.
Yeah, she's a Siamese, isn't she? Yeah.
She is. And the cute thing about that one is, do you know the series Braun, Lillian Braun, B-R-A-U-N? She's an author. You read about the Siamese cats, Coco and Yum Yum, okay?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you will find it adorable. It'll give you insight into your cat who's coming.
Okay.
And that's go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's funny because I don't know if you remember the old movie Bell, Book, and Candle.
Yes,
and
I love
with Jimmy
that.
Stewart and Kim Novak.
Yes,
one of my favorite old movies, because
I
already know I'm calling the cat Pie Wacket.
Oh, yes. If I ever had a cat, that's what I was going to call it. Yeah. And no, it shouldn't be along those lines, dear, so you should know that.
Yeah.
And don't fight it, because it isn't going to work.
Oh, yeah, well, you know,
meow, meow.
I kept saying I want to, you know, decrease the numbers around here, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Yes.
Yeah,
not,
I have a Blue Point Siamese that was, well, I tell about her in the book, that was found in the road when she was 4 weeks old. And she was actually born on the day that my Newfoundland Emma passed away. I felt her coming in, and I had no idea who it was. And she, one of the interesting things that has come up, and she was a maniac when you talk about cat climbing curtains and tearing through things. She would let out this little sound, and you knew, oh my God, she's about to get into something. And one morning I was sound asleep, and I was still sleeping in the living room because my dog had been ill and we were all camping out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard that warning sound, and I shot out of bed and found her hanging from the trim above the cabinets in the kitchen. The trim is like a quarter inch thick. She somehow thought that she could walk on that trim. I don't know why. And she had, you know, so her front claws were hanging in it. I had to jump on the counter and pull her, you know, up and off. It's like, do other people's
cats? Like having a kid.
Yeah, do other people's cats do this insane behavior? I seem to get the ones who are the most full of it.
Well, that's why they come to you.
Yeah,
don't
lucky
make
me.
Be full of it.
Yeah. My cat who just passed was a Maine Coon that I had taken in.
Yes.
And Eddie, and we're now calling him Angel Eddie. He's still been hanging out here.
Oh, yeah.
And, he had hemolytic anemia, and that was the result of being, he was vaccinated before I got him, and he had diabetes, which we cured.
Oh, wow. How do you help with diabetes? That's a good thing, because a lot of animals are getting it, particularly cats. How do you heal diabetes in a cat?
The very first thing you do is get them off dry food, because cats are often, and now in his case, it wasn't associated with dry food. It was associated from autoimmune issues. But most cases of diabetes in cats is because they're getting dry food. The worst thing you could give your cat. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm doing with the feral cats outside. Let me know. They are getting some dried food, but I mix it with at least 1 to 2 cans of wet food. And
throw a chicken out there and see what happens. Oh, Lord.
Believe me, I wouldn't be able to jump out of the way fast enough. I know that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mix it in very well.
Right.
Because
they're getting mice, too, and other things out there. So at least they're getting something. But these cats that are only getting dry food, this is causing a lot of damage. As far as treating them, I don't like the idea of going into the insulin. You know, it's a choice. But run to a homeopath.
If it can be managed, I think the word managed is what we're looking for here. If it can
be
managed,
you can manage it. Just make sure that you don't get the type of insulin that once you use it, you can never stop using it, because there is that type. There are types of insulin that you can stop after a while. So make sure that you are getting the type that can be stopped, and never, ever go with the kind that can't be. Because then it's a death sentence. It's just a death sentence.
Well, I'm lucky so far. This cat he picked me up, and it's one of the few times I allowed a man to pick me up, let me tell you.
I know. I've been talking to all these psychics because of the book and all these radio shows, and everybody keeps telling me that there's a man coming into my life. So the last time somebody told me that, I jokingly wrote this on my Facebook page, that I blocked all the doors and windows and I've crossed my legs until the danger has passed.
Well, the thing is, he's going to be somebody who's going to support you in your love of animals.
Yeah.
So you don't want to do that. He is going to be a helpmate to you, okay? He is going to be the kind of person that you can share your passions in life with. So I would not say no. At least give him the opportunity. Because remember, you promised this before you even came on this earth plane.
Yeah,
you might
I'm joking
around. I know you are, but still, still, you don't want to chase him away. He may be listening.
Yeah.
You just never know. So really, give people the opportunity to be of service in their way. My feeling is he would have to be. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts that you wouldn't even consider anyone who would not be of service in helping with the animals and loving
well,
them like you do. That's a simple
fact. I don't know if you remember in my book that I had gone out with this real estate agent, and then when he pushed my dog aside, that was the end of that.
I know. Anybody pushing my animals aside got the other side of my foot. Especially the toe side in a very soft spot. But, yes, no, anybody who shows cruelty or disrespect for an animal will sooner or later show it to you. It's as simple as that. That's my belief.
I believe people tell you and show you immediately who they are.
Oh,
if you're paying attention, you can get it in the first sentence. Yep.
Well, that you can. I'm a little slower sometimes, but I'm a lot brighter now than I used to be. I'm brighter than I used to be when it comes to that. Now, what are some things we are almost to the end of our show? Are you ready for that? I have to keep looking and going, oh, my God, there's not enough time. But would you like to come on later on? I don't have anybody. I had somebody who went on earlier for next week. Would you like to come back on next week?
I just need to look at my schedule and see.
Okay.
It would be the same time.
Yes, same time, same station.
Which is
Saturday. And would give other people a chance to call. Sunday.
Yeah, I'm wide open, so Sunday the 8th is fine with me.
Well, how about we have you again next week? Because I don't think you're getting nearly enough said that you wanted to get said. And I think it's a lot of fun. And we will have so much fun. I hope this is okay with my listeners. I have a feeling it is. And maybe some of them can get some questions written down, some concerns they have with their own animals, and begin to call you. And we can have some intelligent conversation again next week. Would that be good?
That sounds fabulous.
Oh, wonderful. So now that we have that settled, I wanted to know what else you would like to discuss before we take off for today. We have a few minutes, not much, but if somebody else wants to call, they can call again next week. Or, you know, they can call you. Give your contact information, Rose.
Oh, bathtubpsychic.com is the fastest way to find my website. And everything is listed there, the types of consultations I do, how to reach me by email or by phone, the information about my book. You can actually buy signed copies of my book through my website.
And it's a wonderful book. I'm plugging it right now, ladies, gentlemen, because I did read it, and it is a wonderful book, very enlightening. And it moved me to tears, I have to tell you that.
Oh, thank you. I was really shocked. I went on to Amazon. I have 14 five-star reviews, and it hasn't even been out for a month yet. And it's not
wonderful.
Like it's
wonderful.
Yeah. It's not like it's with Random House yet. It's a small press. So considering small press, I think that's pretty good.
It's wonderful. And it is really a wonderful story, and I would recommend you all get the book and read it, because, as I said, it touched my heartstrings and brought back many memories of my own beloved dogs I had some birds, and we had chinchillas too, so it brought back loving memories of my pets and my children's pets. So what else would you like to say before we wrap it up? There's got to be a few words of wisdom you'd like to talk about right now.
I was just thinking back to that. I believe it was the first caller. Always ask for help when you need it. Ask the universe. If you're not sure and you don't have the right veterinarian, ask for help getting it, because it will come to you. My Siamese, my Blue Point, has had chronic sinus issues, and we've tried homeopathy, we've tried this, we've tried that, and I just said, okay, I need help. Help me, please. And it came in a very mysterious way. When I was getting cranial sacral work done, I was telling the woman that does my work about the cat, and she said, I've been working on cats for 30 years. I would love to help you.
Wow.
And and now Ming comes with me when I get my work done. She works on Ming first, and she refuses to charge me for it.
Aww.
She wants to help her. And she can't, and Ming, when we took her out of the crate, she went running over to Lee's arms and just huddled in her arms.
Oh.
And it's like, you tell me that prayer wasn't answered.
Oh,
So,
always
ask. Always ask for help, because you will get it that way. It may not be how you think it's going to look, so pay attention.
Right, right. But the universe does answer questions, and I think that's a wonderful thing to do. Again, it's called trust.
Yes.
When you're doing the right thing, when you are doing the best that you can, you will always get help. I'm glad you put it that way, too, that it doesn't necessarily come wrapped in the same package you might think it would. It doesn't always look the way you would hope it or anticipate it might look, but it's nevertheless the right thing for you. I've been very blessed with this cat off the street, to be honest with you. He's, you know, I don't know that I would have handled one that was having a lot of issues. So he's being very, very clear about that, and he's just being an absolute wonderful cat. I have clients coming in, and it's interesting because before he used to never come in when I had clients. Now, after a while, he sneaks down. I'm not sure if he's trying to be territorial and say, she's mine, you can't have her. But usually now he does manage to make it down to be near me, and very often will lie on my feet while I am doing sessions.
Mm-hmm. He's interested in what you're doing. He's very interested.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
And he's, Mm-hmm.
You're picking that up.
Yeah.
And I was thinking he was lending his energy in some ways.
He is, definitely, especially by being on your feet. But the one word that keeps coming through is nosy.
He wonders what people are doing because they're sitting in my chair.
Well, he likes how your energy shifts. He likes it a lot. He's very attracted to, and always has been attracted to, how your energy works.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, and so by being on your feet, too, that says a lot.
Okay, because otherwise he's not too much of a lap cat. I try to pick him up, and he does not like that very well. He'll go to lengths to avoid being picked up.
Cats who have been outdoors quite a bit, or feral, you know, ex-feral cats that don't like being picked up, they like it when you come over to them and pet them when they're on something or curl up next to you and, as their choice.
Yeah, he does like that.
Yeah, my littlest cat, who's 8 pounds, the little black and white that I rescued, she's in the book, one of the ferals that I hand-tamed, she is, you know, never stops purring, but if you try and pick her up, she gets so annoyed. Like, how could you? How could you do that?
Well, I have a friend of mine, a husband of a friend of mine, when they come over, he finally gets a hold of Rambo and picks him up. But Rambo goes limp immediately, and his ears go flat, and he tolerates it. But he's not a happy camper, and he gets down at the first opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, and the guy is like 6'4" or something. So he's intimidating to me, let alone to a cat, you know.
Yeah.
But I find that very interesting. And
what Rambo says is that the only redeeming quality about getting picked up by him is that it's so high up. Cats love high up. That's the only redeeming quality of that.
Okay. Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
Glad to know there is a redeeming quality in the thing. But I have noticed the cats in the alley. One of them let me pick him or her up. And it was very strange. It's like they wanted to be adopted by me, and I am just not letting that happen. I cannot have all those cats in my yard, though I do feed them and take care of them. But other people feed them, too, so I'm not the only one. But this one let me actually pick him up, or her up, and pet her, and then put her down with no problem whatsoever. And I was amazed at that. I thought that would never happen.
Hmm.
So I was surprised. But you know, I'm always surprised at animals and babies and human beings in general. At any rate, we have to say goodbye now. I'm sorry. I'm over my time limit. Oh, dear. Thank you so much, Beth Ann. We will see you next week. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for calling in. God bless you all. Have a wonderful week. You take care, and goodbye. Bye-bye, Beth Ann.